The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back and good afternoon to Generations Radio and our listeners out there. I am Percy Ihara, your host, every Saturday from 3 to 4. And as you guys know, Saturdays from 5 to 6, Sundays from 3 to 4. And welcome to the show. And I know a lot of you have been going to our YouTube channel. So check it out. We get it posted within about 2 weeks of the airing of each show. And we'll have all titles in there and a little short description of the show. So check us out. Hopefully in a month, they'll all be posted on our website. I mean, we do have some other shows on our website, but we just revamped our website. We're changing around our resources a little bit, so hold off a little bit by that. So anyway, YouTube channel, make sure you go and subscribe to the Generations Magazine. So all the postings will show there like a schedule. So anyway, welcome to the show and welcome to the weekend. By the time this thing airs, it'll be the beginning part of August, and we wanted to get you guys ready for our 11th Annual Aging in Place Workshop. It happens on August 19th at the Ala Moana Hotel. I've been getting calls every day and emails, so I know we're expecting a big crowd. And so, anyway, I want to go straight to our guest today, Barbara Fischlewitz-Leong, and I want to get to Monty Anderson. Nitahara. I'm sorry. Welcome to the show. And
thank you.
With ATRC, Assistive Technology Resource Centers. Is that correct, Barbara?
That's it.
Yeah. And so, Barbara, you've been with the program a long time. You took a vacation, came back. And tell us all about what you guys do over there.
I'm speechless. I've been there a long time, and technology in those 20 years has change significantly.
Oh, yeah.
So the technology we have now is just going to make life easier. First of all, I have to say we're not a store. We don't sell anything.
Right.
It's an opportunity for people to come in, look at technology, hold it in their hands, get an explanation as to how it works, get some training on the use of that technology, and borrow that technology so that they could try it before they would actually go to a vendor and buy it. So when I talk about technology, I just want to assure you that it's not just computers. It's aids for daily living. We really encourage people to remain independent and to be able to do things on their phone. I mean, on their phone, in their home. A lot of us have the opportunity that family members may help out, but we still want a certain amount of independence in things that we do. So whether it's in cooking, reading, walking, vision particularly, we can provide information and products. But the advantage is you can try all of this stuff.
And you guys are statewide because I know your website, atrc.org, has resource centers of Hawaii.
That's correct. So we provide services on all of the islands. We're going to be, if you're hearing us on Molokai, we're going to be there on September 21st at a show for all kinds of products for disabilities and independence. I'm hoping we're going to be with you on August 19th with our products that people, again, can touch. The whole idea is that you're not looking in a magazine, you're not seeing it demonstrated on television, or you're not just hearing us talk about it today, but you're actually able to hold on to it, touch it, try it out, and see if it would be useful for you.
Yeah, that's a great way to explain it because, you know, it's interesting. My mother just got a scooter. So do you guys have scooters or you can try scooters or somewhere they can go to try scooters?
We can make recommendations, but scooters actually may be covered by your health insurance,
right, right.
assuming that you cannot walk more than, I think it's maybe 10 feet, something like that. Otherwise, no, because that's considered durable medical equipment.
Yes, it's a whole other different category.
So there are definitely vendors here in the state that you can go and look at those products. There's two that I know of on Oahu, Molokai. You guys are going to have a little more problem. But Maui, there's services over there and as well as on the Big Island. Yeah.
Daughter Medical is one of our partners in the magazine. They do a great job. And so I've been there to test them out, and it's amazing. But anyway, so Monty, give us an idea what your position over at ATRC is.
Well, I'm the program manager, and I like to describe it as the central switchboard operator combined with a little bit of, bloodhound and, bulldog. So I take the calls and decide where they go. I write the reports. We have a technology person who, once we do an assessment with someone, the technology is decided upon, and then this our IT person makes the purchase. So we have several people working in our office, and I try to just coordinate with everyone to make sure projects are moving forward and that no one gets left behind, and that we're timely in all of our paperwork and our responsibilities. So that's pretty much it.
And we're here on radio, as you guys know, and you must recognize his voice. Monty used to be over at the KTUH, the University of Hawaii radio channel.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got a great voice, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
You're up there with Malin Moore and Frank B. Shaner, my two favorites here.
Hey, that's an honor.
I actually just talked to Frank yesterday. He's going to be helping us on his project coming down the road. But anyway, so Barbara, give our audience, our listeners, a little bit of idea or some idea of the types of technology that you folks work with.
So if you walk into our Honolulu office at 200 North Vineyard, the first thing you would see is a display area that has products that you would use on a daily basis. So it may be something if you have hearing loss that instead of hearing the doorbell, there would be a light that flashes. Mm. Or if you're having trouble dialing the phone, there would be systems that you could look at that would help you with dialing. There would be reachers if you're having problems due to arthritis, for example, of getting something off of your shelf or out of a cabinet. It's also really good if you drop something on the floor. One of my favorite things, and we always have it when we go out on display, I shouldn't tell you because we usually give a prize if somebody can guess what it is. It's a long plastic stick, and it has a very small sponge on the end.
It's to get cockroaches.
No.
Maybe, depending on where the cockroaches are hanging out.
No, it's the most amazing thing. We always take it out to, we go out to the Okinawan Center. They have a program once a year, usually.
Oh, yeah, I was there. I saw it there.
Yeah, so, Percy, you've tried to guess what it is over the years. So, if anybody can guess and you heard it on this radio program, give me a call. We'll still give you a prize.
Okay, you got to tell me after the show, right?
No, I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is because I want you to come to Molokai if we're talking to you there. I want you to come to...
Aging in Place, August 19th.
I want you to go
Alamo
there.
Hotel.
Yeah. So this long plastic stick with this little sponge is a between-the-toe scrubber.
Oh, God.
It's very cute. It's very cute. Just think, as you age, may have to ask family members for help. So the idea of this technology, again, is to maintain personal independence as well as community. But personal independence is extremely important. And we also have more personal items, which I'm not going to describe on this show, but again, so you can remain independent. But the toe scrubber is very, very popular item that we have. We also have...
Can you get that locally in the stores here? Because I've never seen that in the store yet.
I don't know. I keep a supply in my desk drawer, and I you know, if somebody really needs it, you talk to me and I get it for you.
Oh, they got stink toes, you know.
Monty didn't know about this. He's just been with us for a few months. He didn't know what I keep in my desk drawers, but yeah, the toe scrubber is really good.
Wow.
You know, I'm blind, and I've recently, maybe in the past 15 years or so, been introduced to personal independence. I didn't realize how non-independent I was until I went to a conference and saw about 1,000 blind people, successful blind people, all over the place. And it was just an uplifting moment for me. So I thought I've been knowledgeable about independence for the past several years. But when I came into ATRC, Barbara told me a story about a man who, I think he had ALS, some kind of disorder that made it impossible for him to move just about every body part except one. I think it was his cheek or something like that that
Correct.
Was able to move.
Correct.
They rigged up a device so that he could turn on the microwave and make his son microwave popcorn. So independence is different for everyone. So that really turned on the light bulbs in my mind to realize that, you know, everyone wants to have control over their life, even if it's twitching a finger to turn something on, blinking an eye, you know, to control a piece of equipment. Just having that little bit of control can make all the difference in somebody's world.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Monty, since you mentioned that, give us an idea of some of the things that you folks have for the blind impaired.
It's really incredible. You know, personal computers, ever since they came out, it's really been a revolution in accessibility for visually impaired folks. I started college back in the mid-90s, and everything was really expensive back then. They were coming out with screen readers. This is a software program that you load onto the computer, mm-hmm. which turns everything into audio feedback. So you can write papers, you can read emails.
That long ago they had that?
They had that, but it's just getting better and better with the technology these days. It's just getting faster, more accurate. The speech recognition is just becoming top-notch. Technology is moving so fast, it's really hard to keep up with it. I think there's a term for it called future shock. Yeah, just so much is happening so fast, it's hard to wrap your mind around everything. But yeah, there's quite a bit out there for the blind and visually impaired community.
I think in addition, one of the most popular things, people used to use magnifying glasses, it was maybe 2 inches round and then it had very thick glass, or it was 6 inches round and had glass in it, and the larger the glass, the thinner it was, but then the ability to increase the size is limited. So now there are amazing magnifiers or magnifying systems that are electronic, and you can get one for about, I think the least expensive is about $250. They can go up to $700. It's maybe 5x7, or it can be 4x6, and it's has a handle on it. You flip it on. You go to a restaurant, and you know you can read the menu, or you're looking for a phone number, or you're looking for a recipe. All of those, they're very portable, and they really make a difference in people's lives to have that kind of access.
So just to give you an idea of how technology has developed over the past 20 years, when I was going through college, I used what they call a scan and read program. So your computer, in conjunction with a very expensive program, in conjunction with a very expensive scanner, you could scan printed material and have your computer turn it into audio for you. So you could listen to your textbooks. And, you know, a system like that would have cost maybe $5,000. Now, today, they have handheld units that you can just run over a piece of paper, and it'll tell you what it says. And you can get something like that for a quarter of that cost. So the technology is improving tremendously, and the costs are coming down for the consumer.
Yeah, I know. We are looking at putting on an app for our website. For the vision impaired and also for the hearing impaired.
Nice.
Where they can just read the whole magazine just by using their cursor.
That's incredible.
So in terms of hearing, there's a free app, and you know, over 90% of the population has access now to smartphones. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
90% of us have access. Well, so there is an app called Live Caption.
Live
Caption. So you may be familiar with American Sign Language that some deaf people use, or you or a family member may be using a hearing aid and it still has problems. We haven't even started talking about the hearing issues and the technology for that. But Live Caption, no cost, and you download it, and then it has a microphone. You just tap on the microphone, you talk, and there's all your words right in front of you. And I recently was meeting with a group of four people. We did not have a sign language interpreter. One of the people there did not even use sign language, but they were just able to read right off of my iPad or my computer, or I can project it. And we're not trying to put sign language interpreters out of business. We love them. But this was an amazing, quick way to solve a problem for people with hearing challenges. So it's not just if you're totally deaf, but if you're, hard of hearing. Hmm. And as I said, we can talk about, you know, some of that technology as well, because Percy, the hearing issue is also tremendous.
Yes.
And, you know, we can talk about the insurance coverage or the non-insurance coverage of hearing aids. And I think of just walk-ins, we see at least three people a week. Sometimes it's a husband and wife coming in and she's yes. saying, he can't hear me anymore, I'm so upset. Or it's a daughter coming in, my father doesn't listen to me anymore, we've got the TV so loud, I can't stand it. So again, there are simple technologies that solve those kind of problems.
Yeah, actually, about two months ago, we had on the show the lady over at that does the hearing impaired phones that are free.
Yes, yes.
And we got her on to KITV, and so don't forget KITV Saturday mornings about 6:45 to 7 o'clock. There's an Aging Well segment, and we had her on there, and then. After the TV show, which will get you guys on there, she had five calls by the next 5 minutes when people saw the interview.
We have those phones in our office.
Do you?
Yes.
So you can try them out.
So you can try them out because they're offered by Sprint, yep. by CapTel. Yep.
CapTel.
And there's, if you are a person who is hearing impaired, there's no cost to have that phone. And that's, you have to pay for your phone service,
right.
but not
phones are free,
but yeah, but not for the phone.
Yeah, so,
and
yeah, so if you're listening right now, or if somebody's so how would they listen to our radio show then?
Very interesting. That's a good question.
But I know people have referred people to hearing impaired because they've searched out our resources. But anyway, so we're here with ATRC, assistive.
Percy, how long have I known you?
15-year Assistive Technology Resource Centers of Hawaii. And give us your phone number. We'll do it again later on, but give us your phone number right now.
Okay. You can reach us at 808-532-7110.
You have an 800 number by any chance?
Yeah, we do. 800-645-3007.
And so you're a... Address again was on North King Street?
No, we're at 200 North Vineyard, which is the Aloha United Way building.
I got it, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, the building is very interesting, and I think sometimes people come and they don't know. I think we're the only building in the entire state of Hawaii. We have a security guard, and so when you come into the building, you need to say... You can say you want to go to ATRC, but you can just say, I want to go to the fourth floor. So sometimes it confuses people who come into our building, but it is open to the public. But if you come in and you're not familiar with this, you might go, whoa, where am I?
Just tell me, you know, Barbara, Monty.
Yeah.
But you are always out at events, you know.
Yes, we're I mean, you need to look for us in the community. Yeah. And I mean, Percy, you know what these various events are. Mm-hmm. Do they still have the senior fair?
They still have the senior fair. We have Rory Sukuma on our August, September issue of Generations Magazine, and he will be the ambassador of the senior fair.
Oh, good.
So it's the 22nd, 23rd, 24th of September. But interesting story about the CapTel and the Sprint phones is that I have a client that I only converse with him via email.
There you go.
And I never figured out for the first couple of weeks why it was only email. It's because husband's hard of hearing, and now she is slowly getting hard of hearing. And so I put them two and two together. So now I communicate via the phone. It's a great little deal there. It's free. And you just pay the, you know, obviously a monthly service fee for the phone system. But it's really, really very important for hearing, because I golf with a couple of guys. I don't think they listen to the show. Anyway, I golf with a couple of guys that are kind of a little hearing impaired. One has a hearing aid, one does not. So I always make sure I look at them in the eye so they can read my lips, because people always have, what do you call that? Convenient amnesia.
Yes.
Right? You're telling them something. You go, oh, why would you want to say? What'd you say? Anyway. But anyway, give us an idea, Monty, of the different services that you guys provide besides, so you guys allow them to test the product. How long can they test the product out?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. I'm good.
So I'll give you a little walkthrough of how something might work. So if somebody wanted to come in, they would generally call us and make an appointment so we can make sure we're available. And then they would come in, and we would talk to them for about a half an hour, maybe an hour, just to kind of get a feel for where they're at and what kind of technologies they've heard of. And, you know, maybe we could show them some different pieces. And then our assistive technology specialist would then walk them through the variety of technologies that we feel would be appropriate for their situation. And... want to take it from there, Barbara?
So now it's about cost. So you come in and you borrow an object for 2 weeks, and you know, this really works for me. Now, how am I going to get it? So you can first try your insurance company, but normally insurers cover what's called durable medical equipment, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, which could be a scooter, could be a wheelchair. But it's not going to be a magnifier, for example. So we have other solutions for you. So we, our staff will sit with you and go through a process of where you might qualify to get the finances. Anything that costs $1,000 or more, as long as it's going to be used because you have a disability. We have a loan program through American Savings Bank.
Oh, do you?
And wow. The interest rate on that is about, some days it's 2.0, sometimes it's 2.3. And we will lend you anywhere from $1,000 to $30,000 for up to 5
wow.
years.
Wow.
And it's very popular because... you don't need to have the same qualifications you would if you were going for a regular personal loan. The reason being, the rate of unemployment among persons with disabilities is the highest. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking for different criteria. So the real criteria is often references in the community of people who will say, yes, I know this person, and I know that they will be able to pay back the loan, or they will. So two stories, we've had this loan since 1996. There have only been 3 people who have not paid back on that loan.
Wow. How many people? How many people total that we see?
Total, we see about, we put out about 8 loans each year. So some people pay them back quickly, and they can do that. There's no, you know, time limit, or they go the full 5 years. So that's one solution. Another solution is... that we have an exchange program where sometimes people donate equipment to us, and either they're trying to sell it at a very low price, or they just want to give it. And oftentimes it may be because someone has passed away, and, you know, mom or dad had this equipment, and, you know, I don't want to just put it in the junk pile. So they'll bring it into us, and we may be able to help you get equipment that way. I have a personal reputation. If somebody really wants something and really needs it, I'll figure out a strategy to get it. I don't think over the years we've really not been able, if someone is determined to get a piece of technology, that we have not gotten it for them.
And that's part of our working philosophy, too, that Barbara sort of ingrained in me when I came on board, is that we try to think out of the box and solve problems. That's a big focus of ours.
But you also, the main thing is the training on how to use these
items.
That's
correct.
Well, right?
Yes. That's correct. Yeah, so we do. So there's absolutely no charge for an hour to an hour and a half of training. We're not going to let somebody not know how to use the product if they're going to borrow it to, you know.
The device is useless if they don't know how to use it.
Yeah, if they don't know how to use it. And if they don't use it, it's just going to sit on the shelf or sit, you know, on a table in their house.
Well, I went to your website, atrc.org, and you have a picture of some of the devices you have there. I'm looking at these pictures going, what is that? What is that?
Well, I can't see what you got over there, but the main, what we really want to do is encourage people. We have a lot of people who come in with arthritis. We have a number of clients who come in with Parkinson's. We have a number of people who come in because of eye issues, macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, glaucoma. A large senior population comes in. In some cases, your ophthalmologist or optician or optometrist may recommend that you come to ATRC and look at the various products, because these doctors do not have this equipment in their office. But, you know, we have it. And again, the whole idea is you can touch it. Our staff, I think they're really nice. I think they're really patient in terms of helping you find, you know, what's going to work for you and what you're comfortable with.
Well, I like the lending part, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important that you touch and feel that. And like I said, if you guys go to their website, just kind of run around their website, you'll see all kind of apparatuses and things to use. I'm looking at this thing like, wow, this is kind of cool stuff.
Well, let me give you another example, Percy, not to interrupt you, but,
okay,
you know,
we're going to take a short break, Barbara.
Oh,
we need
no.
to take a break. We got to get some of our partners some exposure out here. But we're here with Barbara Fish-Lewis Leong and Monty Anderson Nitihara from Assistive Technology Resource Centers of Hawaii. And we'll be right back. And we're going to help you out and get some good ideas and resources for you. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Aloha, this is Martha Clopin.
And Al Harrington. Choosing the right Medicare plan not only saves you money, it also helps you avoid headaches and heartaches down the road.
We want to remind everyone
to listen to A Medicare Moment with Martha, Sundays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we help answer important questions on Medicare so you can stay healthy, wealthy, and wise all year long.
Call me at 543-2073, 543-2073.
Oahu's newest senior living community, Ilima at Lehano, is now open in the heart of Kapolei. Within this beautiful new community, offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care, you will experience a feeling of ohana that provides a sense of community and peace of mind for our kupuna. A range of spacious apartment styles are available, from large studios to spacious one- and two-bedroom plans, most with a large private lanai. Be one of the first to call Ilima your home. Visit ilima@lejano.com. Or call 674-8022.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit voidvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Okay, and welcome back to Generations Radio. We're here with Assistive Technology Resource Centers of Hawaii. But I did want to mention that our August-September issue is out, and you better grab a copy because I'm delivering about 2,000 a week now because people have been calling me up. Roy's been calling me up. Thank you, Roy and Kathy, by the way. And if you haven't been to their zoo, one of the last ones coming up Wednesday nights at the zoo during August. It's during the summertime, but the last one is August. I believe it's the 21st, I believe. Actually, August 16th will be the last one. But he passes those Generations magazine out at the zoo. It features a great story. If you don't know his story, check it out. He's been giving a lot back to the community. He's doing a lot of work with the children. And so when you get a chance, pick up an issue. You can find a great story on Roy. I did want to mention, you know, we've got Kaiser back in the magazine, coming back into the magazine now. Thank you, American Savings Bank, that's back in. Some of our bigger ones, the newer ones, Lima Lehano, the new West Side retirement facility out there. It's actually a very nice place. It's much bigger, of course, because of the West Side. You have more land to play with and work with. But check that out. I did want to mention that a small little ad and a small little item there that you'll see. It's called Xanthocin, if you've never heard of it. Google it. It is the leading anti-inflammatory supplement now. It was developed by a local a guy by the name of David Watermull. His company is called Cardax, but it's the purest compound of astaxanthin, which is the main compound they found in inflammatory supplements. It's the purest form, and they just signed a contract with GNC. And shortly it's in Hawaii for about the last 3-4 months, but they're going nationwide very soon. So I take it as well now, and I try everything out, and I'm very active in my life, and my body's always sore once a month, twice a month from either golf or softball, and it's actually helped me. So check it out and ask the GNC. The reason why they chose GNC was their salespeople are very knowledgeable, and they can tell you probably a lot more about the supplement than I can. But in this August issue, we wanted to honor some of the senior advocates in there. So we honored a few people on page 16 from the Hara and Kukua Council groups there. Let me see. I'm going to just kind of peruse around the magazine. If you get a chance, grab it. Thanks to my pastor, Russell Higa, that talks about different things about life. We have our new Center on Aging director from University of Hawaii, Manoa, Margaret Peggy Perkinson, and she's talking about aging. So she's going to be writing a regular column about aging in Hawaii. So thank you much to them. And also, if you're into computers and if you want a great way to learn about how to use a computer, let alone turn it on and use some apps, HCC, Honolulu Community College, has workshops every month down at their campus on Dillingham Boulevard. Check out on page 22, Farah Doguchi has that program, but they have classes on how to use computers, by the way.
That's excellent.
That is something that's, I think it's like $30 a year to join the group, and you pay a small fee for classes. So it's really important. We're providing a lot of resources out there, like ATRC is, Barbara. But anyway, yeah. So we're talking about the rehab of houses. And actually, we're going to have Kurt Kuriu, who's going to be speaking at our aging in place about how to modify the home. But yeah.
That's excellent. And, you know, maybe we should talk to him. I'll get a hold of him before he goes on, because in addition to the modification, there's other simple, inexpensive things that can increase the capacity of your home. So, for example, you can we have like measuring cups that are marked with bigger letters, for example. Wow. And I mean, that sounds like a simple thing, but for a person who enjoys cooking, they don't want to run around looking for their glasses or looking for magnification. So, I mean, there's other very simple types of assistive technology, but people just don't think about using it. And then they come into our office and they go, wow, I never thought about using this. And in addition to what HCC offers, you know that you need, you go there and you know, hey, I need additional stuff. People do not realize that there are so many features. If they have a computer, if they have a smartphone, if they have a tablet, there are so many accessible features at no cost, because you've already invested in the basic product at no cost. You know, you got to know they're there. And that's right. That's what's amazing. So when I talked about a magnification system that would cost you $300 to $700 that was small enough, your smartphone has magnifiers built into it. And they're excellent magnifiers.
So what do you, when you
it's an app.
I mean, I don't carry glasses with me, and I should.
Oh, Percy, we got to get a hold of that phone.
So I have my phone right here, and I like to always do this on the show. So do I go to Play Store?
No, you go to accessibility. You go to the settings, and there's an accessibility feature.
That's on my own phone?
Yeah, on your own phone. And that's where you would begin. And,
on my phone, I have to download an app.
No really? App right now. Just go to accessibility.
I'm here.
And there's different choices of the size. Yeah, vision. I don't know whether you have an Android or
I have an Android.
Well, I'm pretty useless with an Android, okay, so I apologize.
Okay. Same features.
Same features.
Yes. Okay, same features. Okay.
So
I'm here.
Yeah, it's going to.
Assistant turned on. One exploring the screen. Touch interaction is blocked while tutorial information is being read aloud. The current screen has app icons on it.
My engineer is going, what's going on with the volume here?
They have something like that for the iPhone as well.
So if you're listening here, I've just turned on my settings and accessibility. So what does this allow me to do now?
That allows you.
Oh, allows me. So what I'm doing, guys, if you're listening to the show, I'm... if you go to settings and explore different, so what this kind of do is tell me
well,
a different app on my phone.
That's voiceover. That's voiceover. But you need to turn that off because this isn't TV, Percy.
Yeah.
I'm
okay,
sorry.
Yeah. It's funny because it won't let me turn it off now.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. We're trying to fix my phone here to make some accessibility things.
And I'm really sorry because I don't know Android.
That's okay.
So, but this is the kind of thing you can walk into our office. Please, okay. Quiet with that thing.
I can't turn his volume thing off now.
I don't know. You better get up and just throw it out the door.
Now let's turn the volume down.
Monty, yeah, there you go.
Monty,
I can't even
I'll
do that.
Be, no.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay.
Okay. So this is the kind.
No, it doesn't. This app is great, but I won't keep quiet.
It takes a little bit to get used to. That's
so hard. It's like if you have Siri on your
Danny,
phone.
You don't try and check this out. Can you take it outside? Danny is here for our next show. Try and take off the accessibility thing. I love the app, but I couldn't turn it off.
What I'm suggesting, if you purchase a smartphone, usually the vendor may know something about accessibility, but sometimes they don't.
Yeah, yeah.
And we make appointments with people all the time who have just received a phone, mm-hmm. bought a phone,
right.
And if they come in, we'll give them an hour's worth of time as to what to do. Because there's no cost to these accessibility features. But you can also download through, I don't know what you call it on Android, but on the iPhone, it's called App Store.
Yeah.
And it's just things like big magnify, our magnifier, our big screen, and all of those things turn into magnification systems.
So Microsoft came out with an app recently. It's brand new, so it still has some bugs to work out. But it's called Microsoft Seeing AI. Yeah.
Seeing AI.
And what it does is you essentially turn it on, point your camera lens at your surroundings, and this program will tell you what is in your environment.
Oh.
So if I pointed at you, it'd tell me that there is a man behind a desk. And it would say if you're smiling or if you have glasses. It might even identify what color your shirt is.
Really?
Just amazing.
That'd be good for me because I'm colorblind.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, there are color finders. That's an app. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you download one called Color Finder
so you
know what color shirt you're wearing in the morning.
Yep.
Well, I have my son to do that. In fact, I had to do it.
Okay, but again, Percy, independence.
Yeah.
Independence.
Yeah.
So there's another one. I think the name is Blind Spot. So you stand out on the street. So I usually demonstrate it right at Vineyard and Ala. And you push the button, and it's going to tell you 500 feet in front of you is the Salvation Army building. On the left, it'll tell you is traffic lights. It'll tell you behind you is Foster Garden. And, in a different location, it'll tell you there's Starbucks. And it was so funny because we had a man with, he was not blind, just low vision. And he said, I never knew there was a Starbucks in that
really?
Area. And I'm so happy because depending on your vision and how it works for you. So that is awesome.
Monty, do you use that?
No, I don't. I'm unfamiliar with that app, actually. But what Barbara brings up is a really good point. And that is we should never make assumptions about someone's disability. For example, the visual impairment, the range of visual impairment is vast. It's probably different for every person that you talk to. So, for example, I don't have any vision in my center field, but I've got some light perception on the periphery. Now, that's going to be different from someone else with a visual impairment that you might run into outside the building or something, right? I mean, it's just everyone has a different story. Everyone has different capabilities. So there's a tendency for some folks to say, oh, you're visually impaired. You must be totally blind, can't see anything. So they make assumptions about that. So what we try to do is encourage people to see people as people who have a disability rather than see the disability first rather than the person.
So I recently was working in Singapore, and in the grocery stores there, all the prices are in large print. I couldn't believe it. And
really?
All of them are computer driven. So there's just the central grocery store control center can change the prices throughout their marketing system. But the nice part was everything was big. And I would love to see that happen in some of our grocery stores here. So, you know, we might suggest it to some of the people who are so, you know, supportive. I mean, there's always people to help you, but it's really nice as you walk down the aisles and there are the prices in like 18-point font, which is really the standard for people with vision challenges.
So with vision you have, like, on one extreme you have 20/20, and on the other extreme you have total blindness, and there are gradations in between those two points, which encompass millions of different people. Right. So once again, we try to not make assumptions about someone's disability. When they walk in and they're using a wheelchair, we don't make assumptions. We ask them about their experience and how they're experiencing their disability and try to find them the assistive technology that is unique for their personal needs.
Oh, it's so true because there is so many different levels. Like I said, I only recently have I had clients come in where they're having more hearing impaired, but they're trying to age in place.
Yeah.
Like I said, my client that only conversed only via email, and I never thought about it, why it was only that. I thought they didn't want to meet with me. It's only because when I finally met with them, they had to really read my lips. I had to make sure I looked at them carefully and closely and so they could read my lips. And but it works great, I think. What you guys are doing is great. So give us an idea of some of the more popular technologies that you're supposed to get besides all the computer stuff.
I wish there was such a thing, but I think Monty's point is that each person who comes in, it's for our staff, and that's what makes our job interesting. It's a challenge because everybody is different. But people, for example, there are clocks that talk. That's a very popular item. The phones are a very popular item. Reachers, which allow you to get things from top shelves, for example, or things that fall on the floor. I mean, those are popular things people want to look at. But once they come into our office, they're like, wow, what's that? Can I touch that? I want to try it. And even though it may not be for the particular need they have, they're thinking of their neighbor or they're thinking of a family member, because all of us know someone who has a challenge in doing something that is important. And so that's why when you come, I mean, often people will say, if we were with you on August 19th, people will say, oh, my neighbor could use this or my auntie could use this. So it's not so much what's popular, but what we pride ourselves on is come in, talk to us, and we believe that we can offer you something that will make bathing, if you need to clean between your toes, back to my original toe scrubber.
Don't laugh, guys. I was watching it at night one time.
I like it.
There was a little plastic thing to help you put your socks on.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We have that.
You do have that.
We have that.
I never thought about it. When you get older, you have a hard time bending down, putting your socks on, and help you put your socks on. It was incredible.
We have thought of that one. Yeah. No, we have, when you have arthritis, you sometimes can't button buttons. Mm-hmm. So we have a piece of equipment that will help you button your buttons. We have a certain type of rubber tubing that goes around your fork, your knife, so that you're not gripping so tightly, and allows you to spread your hand out. Interesting. It makes me think, I wonder if they have that with chopsticks.
Hey, that's a good idea.
I don't know if she comes that way.
That might be a great idea.
Hey, Percy, I wanted to answer your question in a different way. So rather than thinking about most popular, probably one of the most exciting things that we've been dealing with, experimenting with recently, are the Amazon Echo and the Google Home. You know, these weren't designed for persons with disabilities, but they have some amazing assistive technology features to it. For example, the Amazon Echo will read your Kindle books to you out loud.
The Echo Dot thing?
Yeah, wow. The Echo Dot. I'm not sure about the Dot. I know about the full-sized Echo. Okay. I haven't experimented with the Dot yet. But that particular device is just amazing. And you can connect it with other devices that are, I don't know if it's Bluetooth or what, but you can tell Alexa, which is the Amazon Echo assistant, I guess, your electronic assistant. You can have it turn off lights and adjust temperature, and things like that, just with your voice. So that has become a really valuable tool.
And, you know, the other thing that's interesting about our office is we're constantly experimenting with different products. And we're very fortunate because a lot of the vendors that sell these products offer
samples,
but we have it in our office so that people can try it because there are not a lot of showrooms here for these kind of products. Right. And if you are going to companies that you think would have them, again, this is more durable medical equipment, not these kind of tools that will help you on a daily basis, whether it's for sensory, hearing, seeing, whether it's for mobility. But the other area that we do a lot of work in, and I know your audience may have children or grandchildren, we do a tremendous amount of work with children with learning disabilities, things like dyslexia. Things like ADHD.
What do you do for that?
There are software programs now that help differentiate and separate issues that if you have dyslexia would look differently. So they create it so that it looks like you think that it looks, and yet allows you to read it, for example. So we do work in the school system constantly with learning disabilities. We do it in the private schools here as well. So the bottom line is the technology is such that people can learn, and it's just, again, figuring out what is the technology, what's the app, what's the software that is going to learn. So, for example, there's a software program. People with dyslexia, when they're faced with a whole page of words, it becomes very confusing.
Right.
So it reads one word at a time, but you don't know it. You set it so that it's just flashing one word at a time on the screen, which may sound difficult for those of us who read a whole paragraph or a whole page at one time. But it's just amazing to see the buildup in comprehension and understanding that comes from...
Is that a free app, though?
Actually, I think it may be now.
Okay.
Yeah. The apps, the cost of apps is it's really minimal. And the other... So, for example, there are people who don't speak, either because they've had a stroke, or they have cerebral palsy, or... for whatever reason, they're not able to speak. So you can own a smart iPad. Well, let's just say an iPad, an Apple iPad, which you can buy now for $189. It can carry an app called ProloQ2Go, and it becomes what we call augmentative communication. And so people will push objects or push words, and it will speak for you. So when this idea first became available, the product would cost anywhere to $15,000 to $20,000. And some of you might be familiar with Stephen Hawking. And he, you've seen him with a big board in front of him, and it talks for him. That equipment started out at $15,000 to $20,000. Now for under $500, you can have a voice using these apps on your phone. So again, we have families, we have people who have had strokes come in to use this type of technology.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I like the fact that you let them to use these apparatuses for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you actually train them, because I'm looking at your website, like some of these things, I need some training.
You know, it's interesting. Before I came on board here at ATRC, I didn't know the first thing about an iPhone. I've had one for a year. I knew that there was a voiceover function on it. I didn't know where to start. And it was basically a paperweight for me until I got into ATRC, started getting some training, and now I can't put the thing down. It's amazing.
But you guys train, people come in, you'll train them how to use all these apps and functions, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we will. I mean, and it's true. Monty joined us, and he had an iPhone. It was just sitting on his desk, and I said, you know, don't use it. What's the new one we found? Oh, it's called Live 360.
Oh, yeah.
So this have you seen this?
Yeah.
And so oftentimes when a family's dealing, for example, with a member with Alzheimer's, or you have some kind of wandering, or you just want to know where your family members are, this app will help you find each other all the time.
Yeah, that's good. Also, if you're trying to look for your spouse and she's at the shopping mall. But Barbara and Monty, thank you so much. We're here at ATRC, Assistive Technology Resource Centers of Hawaii, on every island, by the way. So Barbara, for people listening, want to get a hold of you real quick again, how do they reach you?
You can reach us at www.atrc.org if you're on your computer. You can reach us by phone at 808-532-7110.
What's the 800 number?
800 number is 800-645-3007. And it's good to call, but you're still welcome to walk in the door at 200 North Vineyard Boulevard in the Kalihi area and give us stop
fourth,
by.
Fourth floor. Tell them you'll see Monty and Barbara, or just say you want to see Assistive Technology Resource Centers. Anyway, Barbara, thank you so much. Monty, nice to meet you. Great, lovely, great voice. I love people with nice voices because I'm just kind of a plain guy here. But anyway, thank you so much. We'll see you at the August 19th Aging in Place workshop at the Almont Hotel. And we'll also see you September 22nd at the Senior Fair at the Blaisdell. So Anyway, guys, we're every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690, The Answer. And don't forget our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. Look for Generations Magazine. Have a great weekend, everybody. Aloha, and live well.